Star Wars 7x7 episode 2947. I'm continuing my run of interviews from Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. This is the final set of interviews, and today I am featuring Dennis Keithley of podcast Stardust. Punch it. Hey Rebel Razor, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So as we've been closing in on 3,000 episodes, I've been sharing reviews that have been posted on Apple Podcasts from listeners and viewers, and I'm so grateful for all of them over the course of the 8 years of the podcast, and also, you know, now that we're talking about it, for the latest ones that have come up as a result of me saying please and reminding people that they can leave reviews over on Apple Podcast. So thank you so much for those. This one comes from Sheev8891. Oh boy. And it's titled Star Wars 7x7 with the greater than sign, other Star Wars pods. We'll get to that in a second. And Sheev says, I am the Senate and Star Wars 7x7 is the best SW podcast ever with a bunch of exclamation points. First off, Sheev, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. I don't feel like I can own the, you know, better than other podcast situation. I mean, I can certainly own different or, you know, more consecutive without skipping an episode situation stuff. That's one of the things about this particular format is that, you know, the whole thing about being a mile wide but an inch deep versus being an inch wide but a mile deep. Like, I feel like this particular podcast format lends itself to the mile wide and inch deep situation. And I do try to get deep into some things as I can and as the format allows, basically. But there are, you know, podcasts that go longer and less often, but definitely get deeper into topics and analysis. And I do really appreciate those. So yeah, Sheev, thank you so much for the review. I really appreciate it. It's very awesome. Thank you. And if you haven't left a review, if you listening haven't left a review and want to do it, then do it over on Apple Podcasts. That's the place to do it, even if you don't listen on Apple Podcasts, because that's the one that gets the show in front of more people than any other podcast outlet. We'll get more people to add a daily dose of Star Wars joy into their lives if you leave a review over there. So thank you very much for considering it. Thank you again, Sheev, and thank you to everybody who has left reviews over the course of the 8+ years of this podcast. All right, let's get to Dennis. Dennis is a writer for RetroZapped and a contributor to Jedi Journals. He's one half of the podcast Stardust team, which is a Star Wars podcast, and then also Warp Trails, which is a Star Trek podcast. So when I do the This Day in Star Wars History over on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, and I talk about actors who have been in both Star Wars and Star Trek, well, Dennis is a podcaster for both Star Wars and Star Trek, which is pretty rare, I think, and very cool. He's also a good friend and an inspiration to me personally as well as professionally. It was so great to catch up with him at Celebration Anaheim during the podcast meetup. He's a longtime supporter of the show. I'm so grateful that I got to spend time with him there. And we managed to find a quiet spot away from the bar for this interview. It wasn't that quiet necessarily, but quiet enough basically. And I got to ask him the one question interview that I asked everybody at Celebration Anaheim, which is, of course, as I've mentioned time and again with these interviews, when it comes to Star Wars, what's the biggest life lesson or bit of wisdom that you've carried with you over the years? And you're about to hear Dennis's answer in just a moment. It just remains for me to say before I get there that thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the show, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now, without further ado, here is the answer from Dennis Keithley, co-host of podcast Stardust. Hi, what's your name and what's your Star Wars claim to fame?
I am Dennis Keithley, and I am the co-host of podcast Stardust.
Awesome. And so here's the question this time. What is the biggest life lesson or bit of wisdom that you've taken from Star Wars?
Don't be afraid to change. And that comes from Luke in A New Hope, when he completely refused the call to learn the ways of the Force and accompany Obi-Wan to rescue Princess Leia. But then by the end of the movie, he was turning off the targeting computer, trusting his instincts, letting go, and he blows up the Death Star. So what's bigger than that? And he found a completely new path for himself. It's something I did about 15 years ago, and it's not, I haven't blown up any Death Stars, but it completely changed my life. So yes, don't be afraid to embrace a new path.
I love that answer. Thank you so much. And where can people follow you on your Star Wars journey?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at DJKVER2. My podcast, Podcast Stardust, is at Podcast Stardust on all social media.
Awesome, and I'll link to it in the show notes too. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Anytime, Alan.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.